NPR's Eric Deggans has described himself as an ornery TV critic on occasion, and today he's wearing that badge proudly to talk about some of his most disappointing TV shows of the year. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And it's been such a good year for TV. I'm surprised we're talking about this, but of course there are some bad ones out there. And on your list, that starts with HBO's The Young Pope. This is with Jude Law and Diane Keaton.
Everyone is afraid of you.
It's not exactly true, but it will be.
What don't you like about it?
Well, this was a show that was a visual feast. It was very well shot and composed, but I felt like the plot wasn't really there. This was a juicy setup. Jude Law was playing the first American to be elected pope. He's also a young man. He's also very much a narcissist. And there were so many possible parallels there between the tension between America and Europe, the tension between American-style Catholicism and the traditions of Catholicism that have generally controlled the Vatican. There was so much there to be explored, and so much of it was wrapped up in the visual look of it and sort of giving you these visual scenes that were very compelling but didn't necessarily connect to a coherent plot. So I had a hard time with this show. And didn't enjoy it very much.
Okay. And another you didn't enjoy is the revival of Twin Peaks on Showtime. What didn't you like about that one?
Yeah. And so now I'm setting myself up to get all kinds of mail from people about all this stuff. So I want to make it plain that we're talking about shows that a lot of people liked and that landed on a lot of people's best of lists, but that I personally had a hard time with. And Twin Peaks is a perfect example. Here's a show, another show that was a great visual feast. But as everyone knows, David Lynch is the kind of director who's very impressionistic and doesn't often give you very much concrete plot to connect, very compelling visual scenes that he presents to you. And in this case, he set up a situation with Showtime where they just let him do whatever he wanted. And so we have an 18-hour film cut into pieces that at times was so difficult to follow. The experience wasn't pleasurable for me, and I didn't feel like it was a story that I want. It felt like an endurance test. Watching this is what it felt like for me.
Well, and I have to say, one of the nice things about looking at the downside of television in this way right now is that I haven't seen the two shows that you've talked about, so I feel good about that. I feel like I've missed out on things that weren't good. Okay, Eric, the last choice that you have brought us is going to be one where you and I disagree, and that is you put Curb Your Enthusiasm on this list, and I'm a huge fan of Curb. Now, I agree with a lot of the critics, including you, of Curb, that this season was a little over the top sometimes, and it didn't have some of the same ingredients that have made that show so good. But I just want to play you a clip that I have watched over and over again from this season. This woman comes over to Larry's house in the middle of a dinner party. Let's listen.
Hello, I'm Rose Shapiro. Remember me?
No.
I sold you this house 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. What can I do for you?
Well, I was in the neighborhood and I thought I'd just pop in and see how my house is doing, if that's okay with you.
Actually, I'm sorry. I've got some dinner guests, so.
Well, I won't take but a minute. I was so happy in this house. I lived here for 50 years, raised all my children here. Is that okay?
Okay.
Oh,
but
you
know, it can't be too long now. Okay,
I promise you, I'll be very discreet. What have you done here? You've covered up that cut stone from Italy with a rug.
Yeah, well, it needed a little warming up in here. It was very cold, and I happened to like it. And you know what? It happens to be my house, so.
It goes on and on. But there are some funny scenes in this season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I thought in particular the season ended strong. Lin-Manuel, I thought you were going to play a clip with Lin-Manuel Miranda. He does a great job towards the end of this run of episodes as a great foil to Larry David. But as I said when I reviewed the series when it first came back, the humor of Curb Your Enthusiasm was often the fact that Larry David is this misanthropic guy, And he has these misanthropic kind of reactions to situations. And but the people then react in a way that you can also criticize. And that's the normal rhythm of Curb Your Enthusiasm. But so much of the season was him being misanthropic in a way where the show was sort of saying, he's right, everybody else is wrong. And that was never where the show gelled for me.
Right.
The show gelled when it was him being wrong and other people being wrong and him sort of poking fun at the absurdity of his own reactions and then also poking fun at the absurdity of other people's reactions to his wrongness. That was the juice of the show. And so to come back with a show that takes, you know, four or five episodes to finally get going, and then the finale is really at the level that I felt the show should have been at when it first started. You know, that was disappointing to me, and it was a significant disappointment. I'm not saying it's the worst show that aired. I am saying that I hope they've been picked up for another season, and I hope they come back at the level that the show stopped this season, because that's what we expect from Larry David.
Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Eric, I'm still a big Curb Your Enthusiasm fan, but I take your points. They're all good points.
I told you I was ornery. anybody who has to watch 200 episodes of television in a year is going to get a little salty.
Eric, thank you.
Thank you.